Good evening, Austin. I'm Andrew Hairston, and please join me for a walk through Austin. On October 4th, 2023, I decided to walk to a work lunch from my apartment on the east side. And once I make up my mind that I'm walking 5 miles, I can't be dissuaded. So I start walking, and I get past the Carver Library. I look to it, and I remember when my dad and niece were with me greeting members of the public during my first election. Lost that election, keep going past Carver. I get to Quickie Picky, where I recall in December 21 going to get kombucha to accompany my first LSD trip. Put a pause in that story and come back eventually for me ending up on East 12th Street calling my mother at 2 a.m. on LSD telling her how much I loved her. I keep going past Windsor at 11th, one of the first apartments that I viewed in Austin, and also one of the first times I did shrooms in Austin. I keep going to Cheer Up Charlie's. I tweeted out Labor Day that I'm bisexual, I'm proud. And then I went to Cheer Up Charlie's and got on stage, a drag queen pulled me up and the crowd went wild. I keep going to East 6th Street and past some seedy bar like all of them are. And remember the first time that I did cocaine in a public bathroom in one of those bars. Then I keep walking a little bit further and I see another bar. And I remember ACL 2022 and think about the incredible time that I had smoking weed, drinking, just going to East 6th Street after this incredible date at ACL 2022 ends at a bar on East 6th Street. I end up at Congress Avenue, so iconic. I look at that pink dome over there where so much terrible shit always happens and where I'm drawn to it despite my best intentions. I keep going down Congress to Lady Bird Lake. I recall days in 2019 when I finally got rid of the fat phobia in my mind and got rid of any type of inclination that I wasn't gonna walk around shirtless, and thought about the times in 2019 when I walked around without my shirt off at Lady Bird Lake, so proud of who I was. Kept going past all of Zilker, seeing some moments from the Austin Film Festival in 2022, ticket passes that I won after achieving first place in a short story contest at Eastside Coffee Shop. And then eventually I get on South First Street. I'm walking along, I'm almost at Fressa's, which is the location for this work meeting that I have with my colleagues. So I get to Fressa's, I'm the first person there. I'm sitting, I'm reviewing my notes. It was a good day, ultimately, right? I'm a little dehydrated, I'm a little tired, but I successfully walked. They come, they greet me, we're having a good time. And then some water spills over that the waiter had filled up. And, you know, I just, you know, take it in stride. They're like, oh, it's cool. And all of my colleagues are like, well, Andrew, you really, like, have poise here. You seem really cool as this water has spilled. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, you know, it's no big deal. It can get on the notepad. It can get on my portfolio. But what they don't know is that, y'all, I've done cocaine in the bathroom on East 6th Street. Nothing can faze me. Thank you so much, Austin.